Doll. How was the show?
It was great. It was with Aaron Tracy, who is a stand-up comic who runs a stand-up show over at the Second City over in Hollywood.
Okay.
Her name is Aaron Tracy, and I asked her what she wanted to dork out about. And she said baking, and we talked about cookies for 20 minutes.
Nice.
And then it turns out we discussed dance.
Dance.
She has a master's in dance choreography, and she works with different scientists of how to get people, how to scientifically to get more people to dance.
Hmm.
There's more to it than this. Much like the last episode, I was explained science. I did 3 episodes today.
Right. Okay.
My brain is a bit.
So it's a bit muddy.
I'm a gurgle is what I'm telling you about.
That's interesting. So basically, how do we get people to dance or to do anything physical?
No, it's all dance. It was modern dance, postmodern dance, contemporary dance. I mean, we were trying to talk about, I was like ice skating? And I was like, because I told her about the performance art that we went and saw that had some elements of dance in it. With the people, the naked people, the hairless naked people the egg.
Yes.
And and she was talking about how dance can happen in the silence.
Mm-hmm.
And dance can have, and there could be, there's this postmodern, there's no narrative in the dance.
Mm-hmm.
There's just movement.
Mm-hmm.
And she was working with some scientists about the importance of dancing interactively,
okay,
with people in a non-sexual way, sort of.
I don't understand.
I know. It all fell apart.
It all falls apart, but right there.
But Solange, remember Solange Castro's salsa?
Yes.
During her episode,
the forbidden dance,
the dance of love. Well, it was forbidden. Essentially, she has had salsa partners for years, and she has never fallen for a salsa partner.
Right.
Because she's like, I have nothing in common with these men except for that we love to dance. I was like, yeah, but you love to dance 3 hours a night, 5 nights a week. That feels like a lot to have in common with someone. And so we left it at that.
Yes.
But it was fascinating. We went long because of the concept of dance and how intensely she felt about it.
Yeah.
And she was like, I have a very strong mindset that we should all be dancing.
All the time.
I don't know about all the time, but we should all be. And I was like,
You know, I'm a big fan of just breaking into dance.
You enjoy dancing.
I do enjoy dancing.
You do? And you'll break into dance.
I will break into dance.
You won't break dance.
No, no, no. I'll be broken.
If you broke dance.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to ask about dancing, and it was like watching me trying to ask about music.
You just don't know enough to even ask.
Oh, it was painful.
Mm.
There was some giggling. There was her nodding politely and finding the words that she knew that I meant.
Oh, okay.
So she got there.
All right. So really this one's for the rest of us.
This one is Jackie's safe space.
Well, Jackie, no, I think it's good that you get to ask things that we don't know how to ask.
Right.
And then you get to find out how to ask these questions.
There you go. That's exactly what happened. I like that theory.